Hey, since we're all here, I got our Texas tier. Can I just read you guys a tweet that's really funny?
Yeah.
If a Transformer dies, is it disrespectful to drive it around afterwards like a regular car?
Hey, dads and non-dads. Welcome to the Father's Day episode of the Hey Dad Podcast.
Happy Father's Day to you.
This is a podcast where three brothers,
hey,
and one guy who wishes he was our brother, hey, talk about dad stuff.
Why was that necessary?
Oh, I'm not supposed to say it. Sometimes non-dad stuff.
I like the unison.
We felt like the portrayal of dads in pop culture didn't really represent us or our friends very well, so we decided to start a podcast to talk about what dad life is really like for us. All right, so this is the Father's Day episode of the Hey Dad Podcast, guys.
Hey, yeah.
Happy Father's Day, you three.
We are fathers, most of us. 75% of us.
Your father.
So, on this episode, the sort of vibe for this episode is like, we're just going to be unfiltered us. Because you know us, we're usually holding back a lot.
Button down,
being real careful. But today...
Hashtag yes filter.
Today,
hashtag yes... this podcast. Derek, I see the way you're looking at me. It's the Instagram thing. I'll explain Instagram later. It's on the internet.
We're going to talk about how we really feel. We're going to talk about things we're really awesome at, and... we're going to talk about what we really would like our Father's Day to be. And so if you're a dad, maybe you can think about what Father's Day you would want. If you're a mom and you're listening to this podcast, maybe this will give you some ideas for what your husband would really like for Father's Day.
All three of these guys, they talk about napping.
Yeah, naps involved in all of them. But before we get into that, here's a story that is completely unrelated. Guys, so the other night, our kids were actually like not being very good. And my wife and I decided that rather than just being annoyed with them, we were like, how do we kind of change the dynamic? And we were like, guys, what if we go get frozen yogurt? The kids were super amped about it.
Yeah.
We got them all in the car. We parked. And in the downtown of the area we live, there's a little frozen yogurt shop. We parked. We're walking by. And very close, it might even be next door, to the frozen yogurt shop.
I know where this is going.
There is a, like, lingerie, what would you call this place? An adult novelties store?
It's a porn shop.
It's not quite that.
The pleasure center.
It's not too naughty.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called Not Too Naughty. And rather than, like, trying to make a big deal out of it and, like, keep my son from, like, looking at the things that are in the window.
Because if you say don't look, that's exactly what he's going to
look. Yeah, he's like,
time.
Oh, I better remember this moment.
If you say don't buy, he's going to take your credit card and buy it.
So we're walking by, and then Gideon does, like, a full-on cartoon double take. He, like, glances, looks back, and then looks back again. And he's staring at this mannequin that is wearing the least amount of clothes in the most sensual way, posed. It's just, anyway. And Gideon goes, Mom.
Just a top hat and a monocle.
Yeah. You know, sexy stuff.
Yeah. Mr.
It's a steampunk lingerie.
Yeah,
star.
It's like steampunk Mr. Peanut. It
has a wooden gun for some reason. I don't know. It's weird.
Bunch of gears.
Gears on top of gears.
It's a very, you know, sensual mannequin. And so Gideon goes, Mom, do you see that mannequin? And Trisha's like trying to be chill. She's like, yeah, what's the big deal? Or whatever. And he's like, she's not wearing any shoes.
Innocence.
That's what he noticed.
It is wonderful.
So he's like, how come she can leave the house in those shoes?
Yeah, that's his big thing. It's like a scandal.
Yeah.
Mom didn't make her put shoes on.
He's like, next time we come to yogurt, I'm not wearing shoes.
I'm going to dress just like her with no shoes.
So Father's Day, I never know what to get my dad's friends for Father's Day.
You buy stuff for your dad's friends?
Yeah. I gotta hear about this.
Uncle Jeff, Big Rick, Fast Steve.
Blood Rob. Is Blood Rob a callback?
Blood Rob from the Bloodmobile.
We should call Smoothie him. Rick, Lawnmower Mike, you know, dad's friends. I never know what to get someone for Father's Day. And this year, I feel like I finally do know what to get people. The Hey Dad Box.
Hey Dad Box. Yeah. Sponsored.
In our own thing.
Is
but
my dad in a box?
You guys all have the Hey Dad Box. So what I wanted to get you guys this year is more of an opportunity. More of a platform.
Okay.
More of a moment. For the next few minutes, I want to create a space for each of you to brag about things you are awesome at as a dad.
Oh. Okay.
And I won't make fun of you for celebrating yourself.
This can be a safe space.
I will celebrate alongside you.
I like
you know, we do. You know what I hate?
Mm-hmm.
This special Father's Day episode, we're going to call this, you know what I'm awesome at as a dad?
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, Kevin, you want to tell me what you're awesome at as a dad?
This is good.
No shame bragging. I'm so into it. All right, you know what I'm awesome at? I am the tantrum stopper. Like, maybe I'm a little too firm in that moment, but when I see a kid that's about to break, I am really good at, like, getting down on their level and making eye contact with them and putting the fear of God in them to say, you will not throw a tantrum right now. And
no, you said when I see a kid,
works.
Is this any kid?
Oh, yeah, you pick a kid. Your kid's about to have a tantrum, bring it to my house.
I'm eager to test this out. Although, no, not really, because my kid already thinks that you're the best ever.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. Because the sad thing is, it would be with Atlee, and then it would work.
And
that would actually, you'd feel horrible. I am great at preventing tantrums.
Okay. Do you know what I'm awesome at?
What are you awesome at, dude?
I'm awesome at, I'm good at coming home. Now, we talked about this also in a couple other episodes, but meaning I have little to no commute, but when I come home, when I walk through the door, I pride myself on needing no decompression time.
Nice.
No, like, daddy has to. I'm like, I'm on the ground right away.
You are
and
present.
I'm ready to roll.
Nice.
You want a tickle fight? Let's do it. You want to wrestle? Let's go. You want to show me a rock you found? I don't care, but show me the rock you found. And I am there at the minute. I don't need to read the newspaper, and I don't want to talk about politics. I want to talk about your day. Let's go.
Dude,
that's
know
impressive.
That is legitimately impressive.
Yeah. And I drive 2 minutes back and forth from work, and I'm fine.
I'm, like, okay at that, but I have to try. I do have to, like, psych myself up in order to be adequate at that. And it sounds like you're just like, no, I'm awesome at this.
My job also might not be very serious.
You're kind of in a you're doing some tickle fighting and wrestling at work.
Yeah, working at clown college.
Hey, Andy, what are you awesome at?
Oh, man. So I recently discovered that I'm really good at magic shows for babies.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I didn't see this.
So, for example, with just some sleight of hand, I can fake swallow one of David's Matchbox cars and then swallow it down into my belly and then sneeze it up into my hands. Ignore the biology of this, how this actually doesn't work. But
David's
mind is blown. And he laughs and he applauds with his tiny baby hands and he demands several encores. He keeps handing me back the Matchbox car saying, Dad, you're the greatest showman for infants.
P.T. Barnum of dads.
Yep.
Derek, is there anything else you're good at?
Yeah, I'm awesome at a few things. Do you know what I'm awesome at?
Well, yeah, tell me.
I'm awesome at helping with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll do as much or as little as you need. Meaning, I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to be like, yeah, yeah.
You're
like,
a good sous chef.
I'll cut some potatoes up. I don't care. I'll make a sauce. I don't care. I'll pour wine. You need wine, babe? Let's go. I will do whatever is needed. Here's the other thing. I won't get in the way. If you're like, I'm making this thing and I need your help, I'm like, boom. Sounds great. But I know my way around a kitchen. I've made several good things. In fact, recently, I started making cauliflower rice. It's a thing. Don't ask about it, but it's really good. But I can make things at dinner, but I'll back out, too, if you need me around.
See, yeah, I feel like you just nailed your thing you're awesome at is probably my greatest weakness around the
home. Is that right?
Listen, this is Father's Day.
That's true. We're not talking about what you suck at. We're talking about, you know, I'll just talk to Trisha about this later.
It's not a big deal.
Great. You know what I'm... You know what I'm really awesome at, guys?
Kim, what are you awesome at?
I am such a good pool dad.
Ooh, pool dad's good.
You get a bunch of kids. I am in the pool.
Yeah.
Like,
I've witnessed this firsthand.
Other parents are kind of around the pool. I am in it. Kids are climbing on me. I am throwing kids. I am throwing kids and making them flip. I'm also like constantly doing the like, okay, there's six kids in the pool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, everybody's fine.
Okay, yeah.
I'm doing the mixture of I'm just paranoid enough that no one's gonna get hurt when I'm in the pool, but every kid, I am a kid magnet in the pool, and I make the party happen. I kick butt.
Can I kind of broaden this a little bit? You're awesome at like just roughhousing in general. Like I love that about you is that I don't care if there's water or not water around. My kids know they can run up to you and kick you super hard in the crotch. And it's good. You guys know what I'm awesome at?
What are you awesome at? I don't know.
Bath time, all the time. Meaning, if the kids need a bath, I'm that dude.
You're on it.
You're bath dad.
I'm in it. I'm not in it. But I am on it.
Yeah.
Meaning, there's not going to be like, who's in bath tonight? It's not that at all. I'm standing up going, babe, it's freaking bath time.
This is my zone.
And I got this. I'm going to turn on Sam Cooke or Otis Redding, and you get your butts in the bathtub, and we're going to laugh a lot, and there's going to be bubbles and water fights.
Yeah.
I go ham in that bath. On that bath.
So I'm super good at little kids' storybook sound effects.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. You are.
Little blue truck. I can do all the animal noises on point.
I would just say, Andy, I'm going to broaden that a little bit. It's not just little kid book. I remember a couple years ago when someone gave us the Pirates Night Before Christmas book.
Yes. Oh,
yeah. And you did that whole book in a pirate accent for ostensibly for our kids, but all the adults were around just unashamedly enjoying the performance. I would say in general, a phenomenal out loud reader.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Dr. Seuss would ask, Mr. Brown can moo, can you? And I would say yes.
Yes, you can moo.
I can. Very well, indeed.
Do you know what I'm awesome at?
What are you awesome at?
I don't know.
I mispronounce words on purpose, but my kids laugh, and it freaking works. We got this ongoing thing where I can't say pajamas, but I can say pajamas. And never fail. Atlee goes, Dad, say it right. Say it right. And I go, what? And she goes, repeat after me. Puh. I go, puh. She goes, jam. I go, jam. She goes, us. I go, us. And she goes, say it. And I go, pajamas. And if I ever want to turn the heat up a little bit, I go, Atlee, I'm sorry. I've tried really hard. Saying pajamas is really hard for me. And she goes, you just said it. And I go, what? Pajamas. And it drives her nuts. And she gets she gets legitimately like frustrated about it. But I deep down inside, I think she walks away and kind of smiles herself and goes, Dad, man.
It's one of those things where she really doesn't want you to break. She needs to hold on.
If I ever actually said pajamas in earnest,
she'd be sad.
I think her world would end.
Yeah. So, Tyler, I appreciate that Father's Day gift of letting us sort of brag with no shame.
I kind of loved listening to that.
I would like to return a gift to you.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And that gift is this. For precisely 60 seconds, I'm going to let you do what you always want to do, which is try to relate being a parent to having a dog.
Oh, this is good.
So many feelings.
So, Tyler.
So many thoughts.
As a dog father.
Okay, so having a dog is exactly like having kids for so many reasons. For me, it's... So, as much as we wish we aren't yet that cool podcast that gets to stop in the middle and just kind of nonchalantly let you know that, hey, you know,
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com wants you to
digital scale.
They sent this thing that they do, and they're paying for this episode. We wish we were those people, but we're not.
Yet.
And so we do want to, like, just kind of get in the rhythm of starting to, like, build that space, because we know pretty soon the Stamps.coms and the Blue Aprons are going to come a-knocking. And we want to know.
Recruiters.
We want to know that we've kind of, you know, we've already been making room for them. So we do want to tell you who in our hearts, let's put it that way, who in our hearts this episode has been brought to us.
It's kind of like a dress for the job you want, not the job you have type of situation.
So, Derek, can you tell us about our theoretical sponsor this week?
Hey, so this episode is brought to you by our friends at Frying Pans. listen, we've all been there, man. We got eggs we want to cook. We got bacon. We got sweet potatoes. All these sort of things. And we can throw them on a grill, or we can throw them just straight on the stove. But listen, you've been there too, my man. It's not easy. In fact, oftentimes, it makes your food ruined. But what if I told you, and I'm not kidding you right now, that with a simple promo code, HEYDAD, you could go to fryingpans.com and get a frying pan. Now, what's a frying pan, you're going to ask? I'm going to tell you what a frying pan is. A frying pan is, I'm going to go ahead and just like imagine like a plate, but it's got like curved raised edges and it's got a handle. But here's the deal. Not made of glass or ceramic or anything. It's made of metal, actual metal. Now, metal conduces heat. So you're going to put this frying pan, as we're calling it, you're going to put it on a stove. Now, it's on a stove and it's cooking and you put the food in the actual frying pan and it makes the food hot. And I'm hanging out with a couple good friends the other day and the thing is this.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there like a promo code or
okay,
is
promo, there a promo code? Hey, Dad, you're gonna go on and go to fryingpans.com or org. I don't care which one. And and you're, yeah, you're gonna want to check it out too. You're gonna want to go there and just promo code Hey, Dad. And man, get a couple frying pans. Give them a try. Tell them Derek and Hey, Dad sent you. And so, I'm gonna tell you right now. You don't even have to. You can like clean them, wash them, do whatever you want with them. They're not disposable. That's the greatest thing. Use them over and over and over again. My wife has had a frying pan now for 3 weeks, and she can't imagine a day before now where we just took the food, cold, frozen food, uncooked food, and threw it directly on the stove. Not anymore. We use frying pans. So you're gonna want to check that out. And also Audible. you launched the website, got the boxes. How's Hey Dad going? I gotta know this.
It's going so good. It's so much fun. Like, we've been like so. I mean, I'm sure anyone who's ever like launched any sort of creative project can sort of relate. Like, everyone's just so kind, and we've gotten so many messages, and so many people have been so supportive, and have been like interviewed on some stuff, and people have written about us, and people are coming to the website, and people are ordering, and we sent out a few like early sample boxes to some folks, and we're getting photos and videos of stuff coming back and then playing with the boxes and telling their friends about it. And it's awesome. It's so much fun. It's the thing that's like the most exciting is that it's been so like theoretical for so long, and now seeing like strangers that we don't know like come to our website and order our stuff, and I'm like, I've never met that dad. I don't know those kids, but we're gonna send them a box, and they are gonna have so much fun.
It makes it so much more real, right?
It's so yeah, and even yeah. like as we're packing the boxes up, I'm like looking at this stuff, and I'm just like, next time this box gets opened, there's gonna be chaos in a living room, and like a kid that's
because
like,
I put a snake in this one. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Because this one has anthrax.
You own a guinea pig now. Yeah.
Because I have to poke holes in this box. But there's gonna be like a kid climbing on a dad's back and like like falling on the box because he's so excited. The dad's like, chill out, let me open this thing.
That's
rad. Like that's just it's so fun. So to all the people that have been so supportive, thank you so, so much. And if you haven't already, go to heydad.com because there's fun stuff happening there.
Yeah, I got to say, going to the website and not being involved with the website barely at all, but just going to the website kind of blind and cold this past week. Blind and cold, I was outside begging.
Please, on my Braille phone.
Please, I want to look at a website. It's such a good, engaging website, and I think it actually like so well accurately like pitches the vision for Hey Dad in a way that is so like... Yeah, the video and everything else is good. So great job on it, man. And like, dude, I'm pumped on it. So.
My favorite part is the hidden Easter eggs, one of which pays homage to our shared love of DTRJ, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah,
it's out there. You got to go find it.
Yeah, if you find it, there's a little The Rock reference in there.
It's good.
So yeah, Hey Dad's up. It's great. We love it. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
So good.
Well, guys, we are a podcast about dads, so Father's Day is kind of a big deal, and I thought it would be good to take a few minutes to talk about what our actual ideal Father's Day is. I'm calling it No Shame Father's Day, where I want us to be completely open and honest and just say, my perfect Father's Day would be this, and not be influenced by sort of any sort of performative, I feel like this is the Father's Day I'm supposed to want. This is just real talk. Safe space. No one else is listening. It's just the four of us. No one else is going to hear this. What would your ideal Father's Day be?
All right. This is good. You kind of posed this question to us earlier, and I've been thinking about it. And I want a Father's Day where I can be with my kids and my wife but nothing is expected of me. And by that, I don't mean like Amy doesn't ask me to mow the lawn or that's dumb. I'm saying this stage of life that Atlee is in right now is a kind of a new season, whereas in the past, she'd be on her iPad and have a lot of screen time, and we'd go, man, I really miss Atlee. I wish she'd come out and just be with us. And now she's done a complete 180 and now wants us to be a part of every single thing, which on its surface is very cute and is very engaging. Trust me. I love nothing more than how vital and full of life Atlee is. What I don't want to do is every minute, waking minute of every evening at home, her going, what do you want to do now? Because what happens more often than not is, what do you want to do now? Turns into, I have an idea. Here's what we should do. This is her talking. Last night, what she wanted to do was she wanted to do challenges. Her challenges to us was like
Edward 40 hands.
I mean, we're hanging out. We're having a good time. We're drinking. We're getting blitz. It doesn't matter. We're getting lit. You know. Her thing was like, hey, Dad, I want to challenge you. You want to do the gum challenge? What's the gum challenge? We both chew this gum. And whoever can chew it the longest. I chewed her stupid gum for like 5 minutes. And I spit it out. I'm like, you won. And she goes, ha! Or, hey, Dad, I got a picture drawing challenge. What is that? I'm going to start drawing a picture. You got to guess what it is. On its surface, this is so great. I love it. But I would love, just because of what I've been through recently these past 3 weeks, but that's all we do every single night. I would love a night where Atlee went, I just want to watch my iPad while sitting next to you and being a sweet, cuddly kid and let you watch, like, basketball. Like, that would rule so hard. Father's Day means I get to sit with my kids, but they don't want a lot of things. Does this make me a bad dad? I don't think it does.
100%. If you
want, might make me a bad dad.
If you wanted that every night, we already. This is no shame Father's Day.
It doesn't. I also feel like you weren't like really asking us that question, but yeah.
You're cool. Andy, what about you, man? Oh, no man. Shame Father's Day.
Yeah,
I know you got ideas.
I do. First of all, I would love to just sleep in because David, like clockwork, sometime between 6 and 6:30 is awake. I just miss the days when I could get to maybe 7:30, 8:30.
Oh, 7:30.
9:30. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's a little too much and we're getting into the rest of the day.
No,
and
this is your Father's Day.
But, like, I would just love to sleep in for, you know, David makes some noise. Sarah gets up with him. They do whatever. I just keep sleeping. And then I get up and then we have breakfast, and Sarah makes me a breakfast omelet because she makes really good breakfast. Mm-hmm. She makes really good omelets.
We've covered on this podcast, you make terrible eggs.
I do.
Not your gifting, my dude.
She brings balance to this, the force.
Does
the
breakfast like, force. Does yeah, she breakfast like force. Flip and fold the omelet perfect?
Yeah, it's really good. That's it's impressive. Light and fluffy.
Does she use a frying pan?
She does. She does.
We're talking about our sponsor.
Yep. Yeah, we jumped on that.
Are you talking about big frying pans?
Sometime after that, family hike. There's some good hiking around. Wow. And, ambitious. David's the right age that you can have him strapped to you, and it's pretty sweet. It's pretty great. I like it a lot. He's making cute noises while we're hiking around, and it's beautiful. Somewhere in there, coming home, and I either get a nap or introvert time. And that could be reading, that could be napping, that could be doing whatever. But I just get to be my own best friend for a little bit of time. At some point in the day, a Belgian beer, because they're delicious. Then just capping off the end of the day before bedtime, Mario Kart with the family. And believe it or not, my 1.5-year-old loves to sit with me, hold the controller, and play Mario Kart.
So my No Shame Father's Day is pretty simple. I too would love to sleep in and or get a nap during the day. I would love to start the day without any sort of chaos or noise. Mm. Like, ideally, my day starts alone. And maybe I wake up and I go for a run or, I don't know, work out or do something by myself that's physical. Mm-hmm. I think that is how I would like to start the day. Maybe get some coffee by myself. Maybe get breakfast alone. Wow. And then I'm alone long enough to want to be with my kids and miss them. And then I would love to come home and have some sort of quality, fun time with the kids. Probably rambunctious play, maybe we snuggle and watch a show or a movie, something like that. But it's a clearly defined amount of time in my head where I know I'm just going to be like locked in with these kids for like an hour and a half. And then I'm going to go be by myself again, or then I'm going to go get a break again.
Yeah.
Then I would love to go get lunch with my wife for like an hour and a half with no kids. And maybe they're with my with grandparents or with a babysitter or something, but I'm just having adult conversation. Maybe
you just leave them in the car.
And eye contact. Yeah, who knows? It's not that running, hot.
You're fine.
Then I would love to play some sort of sport with a bunch of my friends. Like we just go play pickup soccer for an hour, or we go play like spike ball or something stupid like that. We play pool basketball.
Play basketball.
We go play basketball. I go play some ping pong. Then I would love to come home, snuggle my kids for a while, put them to bed, and watch a movie with my wife. That day sounds freaking perfect.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a great
into it. Into it. I don't want to do that on Father's Day.
So, we've done a few games here and there. And what you guys have taught me is that the old BuzzFeed quiz, it's not cutting it anymore. In fact, or correctly, you guys seem to think you guys are masters of the BuzzFeed quiz.
Are we sunsetting BuzzFeed?
Which, no. We're going to reboot it later on in the line.
Okay.
The big reboot, all female cast.
It's going to ruin my childhood.
Del Toro's directing it. Should be great.
It's going to have a fish in it for some reason. Nah, that's weird. So instead we're doing this. I spoke to each of your wives today.
Oh! Okay.
And we're going to do this from time to time. I'm going to ask some questions, and kind of newlywed game style, you're going to guess what their answer was.
This is real. Did you really do this?
No, very real.
Oh, I'm into this.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
no wonder Kelly is texting me five times saying, how's it going?
Well, also, and we'll get to this in a little bit, your wife was drinking wine tonight. Her answers are weird. we're going to do just one question tonight, and we're going to see how it goes, and this might be a recurring bit here, but... I'm not a fan of starting off slow, okay? I get right in there. And the first question I asked each of your wives tonight was, who is the hottest celebrity dad?
Ooh.
Wow.
Here's how I think we format this game. I will look at each of you and give you three celebs. Three celebs for Andy, three celebs for Kevin, three celebs for Tyler.
And I have to try to guess.
You spend some time thinking about which of those three celebs your wife chose
thinks is
as
the hottest
celebrity dad.
Okay.
And we'll go one by
is
one.
All of the above an option? Because Kelly just has a thing for dads.
Kelly, here's the thing about Kelly.
Kelly said me, which was weird.
Kelly was a challenge to get an answer out of. But I got one, and I think it's a good answer.
Because she had a hard time narrowing it down.
I had to explain to her that Kevin Durant does not have kids.
Yeah. Ingrid Malmsteen is not a
she
dad.
She did not mean to say Draymond Green. So... Here's the deal. So don't answer right away because
basketball players.
I wanted to say, well, cool. It gets weirder.
Well, yeah, if you guys have seen me, it's like pretty evident. Yeah, like Kelly has a type.
We've seen your hops. So don't answer right away. I want you to mull it over because I think you're going to each be a little bit surprised by this answer right now. Okay. I don't know if this is true, but here's the deal. Andy, we're going to start with you.
All right.
I talked to your wife, Sarah Madison, who, by the way, I love like a sister. Mm-hmm. She is the best person in the world.
She is.
She had an immediate answer without any sort of hesitation.
I don't like that.
She was the first person. I feel like before I press send on the text,
you saw the dot dots.
I was like, whoa, Sarah's got an answer. So here are the three celebrities you're going to choose from. One of these three celebrities, Sarah Madison says, is the hottest celebrity dad. We got Steve Carell.
Okay.
We got Justin Timberlake.
All right.
We got Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin.
Kind of feels like Steve Carell. One of these things is not like the other.
Kevin.
Okay.
Trisha Madison.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. The voice of an angel, I hope she sings at my funeral one day. I mean that very, I'm very real about that. Getting her to answer this question, not as hard as I was going to be. Her first question was, does the guy who played Killmonger have kids?
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah. I had to Wikipedia for that. I said, the guy who played Killmonger does not have kids. Your three choices. John Krasinski, Will Smith, or Taye Diggs?
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Tyler Madison, as I mentioned before, Kelly was drinking some wine tonight. I got a number of answers out of her that I just could not accept. One of them was Joe Biden, which I immediately rejected because Tyler immediately guesses that if that's one of the answers. So, and you said earlier, I believe, that your guys' Wi-Fi password is actually Joe Biden.
Yeah, something that automatically disqualifies.
Bit of a Biden head.
Yeah.
Biden. So, here we go. Paul Rudd, Tony Hawk, or Hugh Jackman? Okay, 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 okay. I want to start with Andrew. Andrew, yeah. As we said before, your wife, Sarah Madison, mm-hmm. an incredible person, I can't stress that enough, immediately said either Steve Carell, Justin Timberlake, or Channing Tatum. Which of these does Sarah think is the hottest celebrity dad?
I'm going to go with JT.
Okay. You are correct.
Yes.
Sarah, you basically just asked her, like, who do you else besides your husband do you think is hot? Who's a celebrity? And
yeah.
Well, and a lot of times it's easy because you look at the person they ended up marrying and you're like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I see
totally.
JT.
You're like a kind of
I'm a like a homeless Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
You have several times rocked my body.
Totally.
Yeah, you look like one of the guys from the Mickey Mouse Club that didn't quite make it.
Yeah.
You look like the guy who kind of showed the kids from the Mickey Mouse Club where to stand.
Yeah.
Meaning, that's a mean bird. Don't know why I said that. Hey, Kev. Trisha was a little bit harder, but like I said, once we got past the fact that Michael B. Jordan does indeed not have kids, John Krasinski, Will Smith, or Taye Diggs? What say you?
I'm going to say that my wife does not know who Taye Diggs is.
Yeah.
Because my wife doesn't, she's not tuned into pop culture.
Especially the OG Fast and the Furious cast wasn't Taye Diggs in number two or something.
I think he's been in almost
all of them, dude. He's like the comic relief. He's so good.
I know.
Not the comic relief.
Yeah, he is. Taye Diggs is the comic relief. Yeah, we also just finished going through all 9 seasons of The Office again, so that makes me think that she said John Krasinski.
You are correct.
Yes.
Also, we watched A Quiet Place. So good.
He's real handsome in that.
Yeah, he is.
He's turned into a real good-looking dude, hasn't he?
He is a handsome man.
Mm-hmm. Got those arms.
Tyler,
please be Tony Hawk.
Both Ange and Kev have really set down a precedent. And I want to say this. The fact that you guys are, for the most part, kind of nailed on the head shows me, A, this game is worth us continuing, and B, the questions are going to get weirder. But Tyler, after I convinced your wife that Kevin Durant does not have a kid and that Joe Biden was not an acceptable answer, did your wife pick?
I wanted to be Tony Hawk.
Paul Rudd.
Tony Hawk.
Or Hugh Jackman.
Oh, it could be.
Say what you think it is and then say what you hope it is.
Say what you need to say.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm
a fan of deliberating, by the way.
It could be
out loud.
Tony Hawk, just because Kelly's a bit of a wild card.
Yeah.
And Kelly has an obsessive personality. For all I know, today she stumbled on some 30 for 30 about Tony Hawk, went on a deep dive.
Played a bunch of Pro Skater 2, did some Christ Airs.
Do you have the time? Collected all the skate letters in the Embarcadero.
It's possible. I've been, it was a long day. Anything could happen. Kelly can fall in love like that with a random dad. I'm going to say, and then Paul Rudd is her number one, but I don't know that Paul Rudd has kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go Hugh Jackman.
I'm with you.
And also because we just saw The Greatest Showman. That is a charming man.
Yes, it is.
And did you see, who was it was it Jennifer Lawrence that slipped on the steps on the Oscars and him and Bradley Cooper ran up to help her and they both gave each other the gentleman's nod? He could be my dad.
That's
I'm going to go Hugh Jackman.
That spoke to you a little bit? Okay. The answer is Hugh Jackman.
Oh, 3 for 3.
All right.
Well, guys, this has been the first of many installments of
I Texted Your Wife.
I Texted Your Wife today.
Yes. Thank you, Derek.
Yes. Well, that's all for the Hey Dad podcast. But before we go, Derek, sometimes the wait between episodes is hard for people. We get a lot of that feedback.
Sure.
Why don't you give them a little taste of what's coming up?
Next week's gonna be great. We got Ken. He's the guy who works at the photo booth company. He's dropping off a photo booth. I don't know if you ordered a photo booth. He says for like a party of some sort. I don't know. I wasn't invited. Not a big deal. But he's got a photo booth, and he said you like got to sign for it. I'm not gonna sign for it, dude. Like I'm your roommate, but like I don't know about a photo booth. Anyway, so Ken's here. He wants to talk about like how to use a photo booth, what you do. I didn't know. Yeah, it's a weird thing. I don't know where we're going to put it. But anyway, so Ken wants to talk about that. And so, yeah, can you just come out and talk to Ken? I don't want to deal with this.
That is the stupidest one we have ever done.
Oh, yeah, I got dethroned.
Dethroned. That's all for the Hate Up Podcast. I'm Kevin.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Derek.
I'm Andy.
Love you. Bye.